We left off, Simen Tov Kuf and Aleph, Siv Dalet. Le'achat Anis, Mitzoyi Tishabov, Muta Lissapir Uchabes Mia. Now here we discuss the Machabah discusses Bidine Gidmor, not Minhol. So, as soon as Tishabov is over, you are allowed to know the Avilas of Shavua Shechalis, Tishabov. Actually, there is a Machlekes Tanoi in Tainis. But we pass quite a Shimon Gamliel that La'achara Tainis, there is one Tanoi who says that one is also Bitzpira, he keeps the whole month of all. But we pass quite a Shimon Gamliel, we call it, that after the Tainis, in Smutar and everything, in Tzpiras and Kibus, Vim Chol Tess, be all being Rishon. Now again, here the Mechaber is discussing the Din, not the Minoli. Vim Chol Tess, be all being Rishon. Oy b'Shabbes, v'nitcha l'achar Shabbes, muta b'shtei ha-Shabbosis. Be'in she'kegel ha-Tanis, be'in she'achom. V'yeish m'she'imeya, she'no'agu l'eser ha-kol shavua sh'lefonov, chus mi'im hei v'yim vod. Now, yeish m'she'imeya, she'no'agu l'eser ha-kol, is not based upon mimic. That's it, that's the two mentions in Machlekes Hashem. Of course, the Mechaber discusses two situations. One case is when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. So then there are no 2 days. If Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, the 9th of all is on Sunday, then of course the whole Shavuot Shechalis Tisha B'Av Besechei starts with Tisha B'Av, with Mitzvah Shabbos. So there is no Shaila whatsoever. The Machlokes Rishonim, when the Mechaber says, V'yeish M'she'imeya, Shenoah Goresia, which is not based upon Minek, but upon Dine Digmora, the Ichel Dine, so it's in regard to the case when the 9th of Av is on Shabbos, but it's Nitcha to Sunday. So then the Torah mentions today, one day is, the fact that the 9th of Av is Shabbos is of no significance. After all, the first is not on Shabbos, the first is on Sunday. So merely only, the preceding week, so does not have the din of Shavuot Shechalis Tisha B'Av. And then the Shita of the Smagi is no. Inasmuch as the 9th of Av is on Shabbos, so the whole week prior to that Shabbos has the din of Shavuot Shechalis Tisha B'Av, in spite of the fact that the fasting takes place on Sunday. It depends not when the first day takes place, but when the 9th of Av takes place. So maybe the Shita of the Smagi is, on the contrary, it's more of a chumra. If the 9th of Av happens to be on Shabbos, so then we have a very long Shavuot Shechalis Tisha B'Av Besechei, that it starts the Mitzvah, the previous Mitzvah Shabbos. Previous Mitzvah Shabbos. And so there are 2 days in respect to the Dine Digmor. Masha'in came mitzah, from the point of view of Minek, so of course, so the Rambo says, Dine Yagim Lahachmiya, Mitchilas Reshchedesh Lenin Kibus, Aval Tisperes, Dine Yagim Lahachmiya, Miyuzayim Mitamus. Now he says, Yish Masha'in Yo Shenoagu Lehesia, Kol Shavua Shalifonov, Chutz Miyim Heili Invo. Now this is the Gemara Mefoleshes, it's a Mishnah, B'chamishim Mutorim Mifnifidah Shabbos. So in other words, you are allowed to wash laundry on Thursday because of Kol Shabbos. So not only on Friday you are allowed, but Thursday you are also allowed to wash it. In other words, if you wash it on Thursday, you're not allowed to wash it on Friday unless you need some more clothes or some more linen for Shabbos. But the Kol Shabbos begins not only Friday, but even Thursday. That means Wednesday night. You are allowed to be mechabes, to wash the clothes, midine ligmore, you are allowed to wash it, recover Shabbos Wednesday night, v'chamish meton via Shabbos. As a matter of fact, Teisa Shiti is, now, like this, it's hard to visualize that the heter of v'chamish meton via Shabbos. Bisman Ariye, so Tisha B'Av could be on Friday too. So Mele, so Erev Tisha B'Av it was muter to wash the laundry l'kol Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. But today, Bizman HaCheshbon, So Tisha B'Av can never occur on a Friday. But Tisha B'Av many years occurs on a Thursday. So Teisa Shita is, Teisa Shita in Tainus is, that even if Tisha B'Av is on Thursday, so Lacha Chatzis, Lacha Minche, on Tisha B'Av itself you are allowed to wash clothes for all the Kol HaShabbos. The Ali Shinim Lachedik, and we say that Hamishim Tolim is only if it's not Tisha B'Av itself. But if it's Tisha B'Av itself, then you're not allowed the Kol HaShabbos. But Teisa Shita is, you are allowed to misapeya, to misapeya, that means to mechabes, even on Tisha B'Av itself, when Tisha B'Av after Mincha, when Tisha B'Av is on Thursday. Some Rishonim are chilek on this. But when Tisha B'Av is on a Friday, not today, but on Mincha Chayach, but it's not here, so then everybody agrees that you are allowed on Thursday, after Tisha B'Av, to mechabes the Lord. How about Spears? So there is a machlokes between, there is a machlokes between the Teisus and the Yazorah. Teisus says, just as the Mishnah says in so many words, that it's mutar to be mechabes on Thursday with Kol HaShabbos, so you're allowed to take a haircut also on Thursday with Kol HaShabbos, Thursday or Friday. The Yazorah says no. A haircut you're not allowed to take. It is clear as Isosa. Why? Because washing clothes, so every Jew, I mean every Jew who is carrying the mitzvah of Kovit Shabbos, so he washes the clothes, the laundry for Shabbos. He's not going to wear, I mean, the same clothes that he wore during the week. So it involves a meal of Kovit Shabbos. But to take a haircut, disappears. So in the course of the year, not every Jew takes a haircut every Arab Shabbos. So maybe it's not Shabbos to say Kol HaShabbos, Legabi disappears. But, so that's why the Zohar is heavy. And we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Zohar. But the reason is because he doesn't involve any Kol HaShabbos. Because the average person, the average Jew, doesn't, is not misaper himself, we call it Shabbos, every week. Bashenkin, if the practice would be to be misaper himself, we call it Shabbos every week, then even the Zohar would agree that it's mutar. So that is a good basis. Let's say, of course there is a minhag not to be misaper. Not to be mistaken in the 9 days, in the 3 weeks, according to Ramon, even the 3 weeks, but to take a shave, the Kovit Shabbos is definitely mutar. There is no shaila, because according to Teisus, it's mutar, even Tisha B'Av itself, racham. And but Teisus says that his pious is also mutar on Thursday, the Kovit Shabbos. But the Yazorah is chelik. The Yazorah is chelik because he doesn't involve any Kovit Shabbos. But no one can say that somebody who takes a shave every day, usually in the course of the year, that if he does not take a shave in Kovit Shabbos, that he doesn't involve any Kovit Shabbos. So there is no shaila that to take a shave in the 3 weeks, the Kovit Shabbos on Thursday or on Friday, you are allowed. But of course, if you take a shave on Thursday, you're not allowed to take it under shave on Friday. If you want to take it on Friday, then you're not allowed to take it on Thursday. Now, here the Mechaber mentions, in connection with the case when Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, happens to be on Shabbos, so the sheet of the Smag is that the Shavuah Shalifonov has a din of Shavuah Shachariyas Tisha B'Sechei, so he mentions Shivyesh Mishayim Meir Shemea Bulaseh Kol Shavuah Shalifonov Chutz Miyim Hevi Yim Vov. Why does he mention Chutz Miyim Hevi Vov only here? Because he couldn't mention it in any other case. Today Bizman HaChesbon, so Tisha B'Av could not be on a Friday and on Thursday, so most Rishonim are chelek on Teisus. If Tisha B'Av, they hold that on Tisha B'Av itself there is no heter Kol HaShabbos. The heter Kol HaShabbos is in Shavuah Shachariyas Tisha B'Av. but not on Tisha B'Av itself. So Meir the Mechaber cannot mention the Heta of Kvod Shabbos, B'Hamish Metonet for Shabbos, in any case other than the case when the ninth of Av happens to be on his Shabbos, and it's Nitzchah to someday, and according to the Smag, that the previous week, the Shavua Shulchanov has a din of Shavua Shachavis Tisha B'Seichai, so Meir has to mention it, but on Thursday and on Friday, it's mutar to be mechabes and to be misaper. So that's the machlekes between tesis and there's a war. But in regard to shave today, there is no doubt that there is a definite heta to shave, even if one doesn't shave during the 3 weeks. But Likovi Chabes is allowed to take a shave. He doesn't want, he doesn't have to, but there is definitely a heta to do that. Also, if he is, the chabe is beginning with Yehovim b'shavuaze. Why? After all, I mean, it's not a nisamaloche, it's not the shavuot shachalis in v'sircha, it's also a nisamaloche. It's not a nisamaloche, it's because of the diminution in simche. So, what has it to do with goyim? So, the answer is because of marasayim. Because somebody will come in into the laundry and they'll see that a Jewish woman or a Jewish man is washing things, he will not know it's the laundry of Goy, so Mumele, it's also. But if it's known that Goy will bring in there and there is no in of Marasayim, so then Rechnam it's Mutter. Kirim Chadoshim bin Nuvonim bin Tzvurim bin Shotzer bin Shopishton, also Rulu Shabazeh. The only Machmir, that's Misaladin. The only Machmir in the Shchedish Velech. So in other words, we didn't ignore Kibbutz is also, but putting on new clothes, newly washed clothes, not only newly bought clothes, but newly washed clothes has the same din like having washed it. יש אמים שאוסו לסעקים קודם חדושים מנהלים חדושים בשעה בזה ויש להחמר בזה מרש חדש בוא הדין ואוסו לכניסו וחינום על ישראל אוסו להסיסו לאחרים בין בשכר בין מכינו וינוע בו להוקר בזה אבל ידוע מפורסם שהמלוכה שלהם יהודי שואל יצאו לי אוסו מצד מרסיים but if it's מפורסם that he does it for going so then it's mutter וכינוע בו לא סיס אינונים היהודים מסעקים גילים חדושים תלך הזמן זה כדי שמכונים לאחר התאנס מי יותר ממהי בזה במוקים יאפשר ועוד איף נשאור מהסמרותים מהסמרותים מתאים מה שדי נגד הזה יושאום דילוי ממשתה משתה means it means not to make a warp and a roof in the weaving process פירוס לסעדה ולערך החוטים שהיו לכם לאורקי של דגל מרושם ולבישס ולבארה אמרה ממשתה אמרה מדעי אלאור ממוגי הוא so the two gosois in Yerushalmi the two gosois in the Yerushalmi in times one gosoi is that if women are accustomed not to weave the warp and the roof in the weaving process in from Rishchei Shov, so then it's a minig, and minigre it involves a nisa of altiti shtei asimecho. And then there is another verse in Yerushalmi that says that doesn't discuss a warp and roof, but drinking of wine. In other words, why dafke noshim? I mean, why does it mention only noshim? Bishleim, if it's warp and roof, so chokmah v'isha v'kalach. But if the girsi is drinking a wine, why is it mentioned in the connection with women, not the connection with men? Men are more likely to drink wine than women. So that's a kasha, all right. But there's another girsi that is girsi that if there is a minig not to drink wine, from Rishchedesh off, so then it's a minig, and it involves the isha of altiti shtei asimecho. Now this is mentioned by the Ramo in Hilchas Kiddush Levone in Simon Tov Chovod Siv Beis but many achilikas. In other words, so the Rambam says there in Siman Tov Chavov that you shouldn't be mekadesh es achidesh before Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it's not in a simcha, and the proper way to mekadesh achidesh is when a person is in the mood of joy. But in the 9 days, he's not in a mood of joy, so then he shouldn't be mekadesh achidesh. And the Rambam also says that one should not be mekadesh achidesh in Aseres Mitzvah, but he should wait till after Yom Kippur. But many achilik on the Rambam, and on the contrary, they say not only in respect to Aseres Mitzvah. So Aseres Mitzvah, so the going considers that is a very strange practice. On the contrary, Aseres Mitzvah, you have to chaparai more and more mitzvahs, and not wait till after Aseres Mitzvah. But the Rivush and the Bismaya, I don't remember what the Paul says in connection with the 9 days, but the Rivush and the Bismaya, they say that it's more proper in the 9 days dafke to be Mechadesh Rovani, because after all, in the 9 days when we are Misabu on the Chogum, so there is a special need for tshuva to search our hearts, so we have to dedicate ourselves anew to all the mitzvahs, kavod v'chmor. So on the contrary, the Rivu says that it's the proper thing to be mechadesh rivono before Tisha B'Av, not to wait till after Tisha B'Av. Alright. And most poskim do not agree with that psak of the Rambam. Yei shnei yagim shlo yachol boso v'shlo yish shis yayim v'sha b'zu. According to one girsay, it's a girsay in Yerushalme. Umutea b'chimish al yayim. Even the research we make, but vinegar, wine vinegar is muta. V'yeshe misifin v'reshchelish alatanis. V'yeshe misifin miyudzayin v'tamus. V'matznin v'reshchelish v'hilich hasakin shal shchil. Sheishich timtim yisirach mitzvah kin yichilo yishabos v'milo chayitzak. Yeish mishayimer sh'anevim shalom v'achir bosa b'yonu anizkolim mutolim v'tavshel sh'nizbashel. We cannot apply the aloha of Tam Kikya because here it's a question of Simcha, diminution in Simcha. So the aloha of Tam Kikya has no application here. Bosa Vasurim Psarei, because that it does involve Simcha. Ubosa Meluach, Yain Tesis. Umuta Lishtis Yain Adore Ubekas Amos, because it's a mitzvah. V'neyagim lahachmir shalom lishtis yayim b'yekas ha-mozen v'loi ba'ad-doi. So what we do, so it's not that the Rambam says that we have to make ha-doi dafkan beer or another hamam medine, not in wine. He says if there is an alternative to give it to a child, so then we should give it to a child. Elanei snui tinek, uvemokim leke tinek, so then the Rambam is also made it. Muta be'atzmi lishtis avdole. He doesn't have to make avdole dafkan beer, v'chama medine. Only there is a child, so he should let the child drink it. U'visuras mitzvah ke'milo u'pin ha'ben, v'sim misachte, u'suraseyosin, ich'un boso v'sheisim yayim, kol ha'shayochim misude, avol yish li'tzamtzim, shaloi lehisi. In other words, if there is visuras mitzvah, so then, it's all right for all the Sudim, if the Suras Mitzvah. There are two situations. One is a Suras Mitzvah in 9 days, not in the Shavua Shachalitz Mitzvah. The other situation is a Suras Mitzvah in the Shavua Shachalitz Mitzvah. So one is more homo than the other. So if the Suras Mitzvah takes place not in the week of Tisha B'Av, but in the 9 days, so then Every guest is allowed to eat meat and drink wine in that Suras Mitzvah, as long as it's bona fide, in general, not if certain Jews will deliberately come to the Suras Mitzvah, to the Siyam, because they want to drink meat. That is a subterfuge. So they are not allowed. But if he's a friend of the one who makes the Siyam, a friend of the one who makes the Bris, or the Pina Ben, or whatever, so then he goes there because he would have gone there even if it hadn't been the 9 days. So then he's allowed to drink while he's Bosom. But if a person wouldn't go there except it's 9 days and he has a Yitzhahara, he has an appetite for meat or for wine, then it's a subterfuge, then he's not allowed. Our usually Tzamtzum Shalom Reisi, Uvi Shavua, but then there's another situation. If it's Shavua, Shachalti Shalom B'Seichai, even then it's only a minig, because Misavdino Dimore, it's only Osea, Erev Tishet Bosom Sugam Afsekes, to eat Bosom and to drink wine. But still, Shavua Shachalti Shalom B'Seichai is more homo, even from the perspective of minig, it's more homo than the meaning of 9 days. In the Acher, Bosom is Yeshayin Rak Niyem Mitzumtzen. Why? Because then he is Mechuyev. Not Mechuyev, but it's the proper thing to have at least a minyan at a seer. Not that it's really obligatory, but it's the proper thing. So melee, so that is the minimum of Yisuyas Mitzvah that is required. So then it's mutar even if the siyam takes place in the Shavua Shchalis Lirusim. Vizeh afilu be'erav tisha b'afshar. Uvilvat shelo yir b'suga shemafsi. Because then it's also minyan in the Gemara. So then we're not matter b'suga shemitzvah if it's also minyan in the Gemara. Kol mi sheyechum bosa b'mokim shenei neyadim b'yisra p'irat gela ruvlin ha'shechem ha'nochosh. Umutar lishtis kol sheyecho afilu shodva shekeru met. תספיר שבוע זה אחות רישי ואחות כל שער שביוסף וביזוקים כל שמעקי וסחיל המותה עושר הגדילו מספר וקטני מולך בסקסוסם בשבל שחלתי שבלבי בסיכו מול בגודים שמלאף לפעמים בקטנים לגמרי that was the children's diapers so that is muta without any hesitancy שמיצים במראים ומשתינים בהם מהנה ודאי Mishkashor, but if we be the short and the middle of not after diapers, because they are likely to be unclean all the time. So maybe children's things you can wash in the Shavuot Shalish Tishu Visechei, even though the kibbutz in Shavuot Shalish Tishu Visechei is also not anymore. Mishetachlu avili shal mes v'shal Shabbos. זו יהיה בצער אליך ובתער אבל במצפריים ולכה בשלושים במים אבל נסה וחד יהיה שני ידים של אוליר חץ מרש חדש ויהיה שנמלוי נר בשבס ויהיה שמוסם עם יוזיים בתמוס את תסבו נאו So there was a minute by some not to go to this המרחץ all the 3 weeks but our minute is only 9 days in respect to בוסו and רחיצה only the 9 days that everybody is machmir 3 weeks so some are machmir but it's not so universal ulzirach mitzvah ma she'inkin in regard to tispeyas so that is universal I mean all the 3 weeks ma feeling tiberes leu yud biyog מותר להעביר חיץ ולהפתיש וצריך מצווה שור ואורך נידה וחצת ותברס אפילו אם תברס לא יהיו ביוב מותר להעביר חיץ ולהפתיש בו אם אי אפשר להעביר חיץ לא יהיו ומי לא בעדין אישה לבשת סלבונים יחיר להעביר חיץ ועד כדעקו בשור שונה הולי ונאי סור איתנו כך וצריך מצווה סולמי סלטוסה ונאי עדין שלא להעביר חיץ אפילו בצמן ולש חידש ואילך ואפילו בערב שבת של חזון, עושה ליחס כי ריש יפונו ויודו ורב לו בצנן. ויש מקימים בכתוב עשו ריש, וחמים ומשרות בכך, כל שבת. Now the Hashul Chol says that many are making ליקולה, שבת חזון to take a full shower or take a full bath. And he says, he uses a very sharp expression, I mean not kidarki, he says, עשיתי מיתן סדין. But if you go through the Biragó, even though the Gro doesn't spell it out explicitly, but you can see that the Gro implies that there is no problem in taking a full bath with cover before Shabbos Chazon. And there is a Kabore from Reb Chaim Volozhiner that the Gro held, even though in Maisa Rav it's not mentioned the connection with taking a bath. It's only mentioned the connection with Shabbos clothes, Pidi Shabbos, but there is a Kabore from Reb Chaim Volozhiner that the Gro held the Shabbos Chazon should not be distinguished from any other Shabbos in the year. And it's an aveira to make any distinction between Shabbos Chazon and any other Shabbos. And because of that, in the Beis Arab, we are so makpid, as I mentioned already. My father, Zecheinu Livroche, was makpid against singing the melody of Tisha B'Av in the Avtor of Chazon Yishayahu ben Amos, because that is making the distinction between Shabbos Chazon and any other Shabbos. There shouldn't be any distinction. Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon has to be celebrated just like Shabbos Nachmo, not like most people. So it is strange that the Ruch HaShulchan says Asidim Yifnes Adin, when there is a Kabbalah from Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the goal that we can take a full breath to recover Shabbos Chazon. Why does Mechaba say that? Because there has to be a diminution of Simcha, because Shechiyonu is said in the spirit of joy. And we are mitzoling the 3 weeks when there is a diminution of Simcha, so Shechiyonu is not the proper thing. So Meir, because of that, according to Mechaba, we should not put on a malbush chodosh. So we should not put on a malbush chodosh in the 3 weeks because of Shechiyonu. Now the Goyim is chelik on it. He says there is no isa to say Shechiyonu. There is no isa to say Shechiyonu on a pri chodosh or a malbush chodosh. Bin amtzorim and yimtzorim. So he's chelik on it. And then this din is not relevant to those people who never see Shechiyonu on a Beged Chodosh or a Pri Chodosh. In Beis Arab, they never said Shechiyonu because that bracha is a Birkas Shus, as the Gemara in Erev, Daf Mem, says in so many words. So Meile, they were very machmir not to say the brachas. So those who never see Shechiyonu on a Pri Chodosh or in Avos Chodosh, so Meile, that din has no relevance. The goal is chilek even in respect to those who do say Shechiyonu on Pri Chodosh or Mabo Chodosh. But those who do not say Shechiyonu on Pri Chodosh, so their din is not relevant at all. Abo, Leachel Bishudam Afsetes, Bishul Ischai Bizim, and Leach Bishul Vadei. So, I'm sorry. Namsal, Tein Bizeya Melema Shechiyonu Bin Namsalim, Al Pri Al Marbosh, Abo Al Pi Yen Aben, Eimeya, when the Shechiyonu is on the mitzvah, then of course we don't say such things. Only when the Shechiyonu is a Birkas Rishus, let's say on a Pri Chodosh or a Malbush Chodosh, but on a mitzvah, then it's not a Birkas Rishus, of course we have to say it every day, it doesn't make any difference when. V'chein v'pri, shalo yim tza'ach ha'tez b'yor, muta livorech lo'och li v'nam so. צורך לזויה מוזי מתעמוס עטס ברוב שלו לא יורך יחידי מדל צ'ויס עטי שויס משום שבהם כתת מביא לשלי ויעקו התלמידים ביום ומאי. Now this is not relevant to us today because today teachers cannot heed the children any day of the year. It will be too bad for them if they knew.
Starting to be in top cooking race. ערך איש שבוב ואיכו לא גם בשביל המפסקס שאיכו אחר חצייס בוסו ואיש ליין. I mean, not eating בוסו during 9 days, that's only a minic. But in Sardinia Ligmora, you are allowed to eat בוסו and to drink wine all the 9 days. And even ערך איש שבוב in the morning, you are allowed to drink. And even ערך איש שבוב ואחר חצייס, as long as it's not בשביל המפסקס, you are allowed to eat בוסו. According to the Gemara, and to drink wine. But in the Suda Mafsekes, the last Suda that takes place after Chatzeis, so then there you're not allowed in the Gemara to eat bosso or to drink wine. Erev Tisha B'Av v'yich lodom b'Suda Mafsekes, sheyich la Chatzeis, bosso v'yish liyayin, and then there's something else that is also Suda Mafsekes. You cannot eat two tafshin. In other words, if he eats one tafshil, let's say noodles, he cannot eat, let's say, something else, another tafshil.
not wine. Mimayit b'shiyosan. So he should reduce v'shiyah. Mimash rogu v'shtis. V'chim v'yichol achas v'dosei. Tzonen v'moliach. V'olim sh'neyeg v'em.
V'shiyos g'loi. Simen tov kukum v'loi. Siv v'loiz. So in Sif Arev, in the Chal HaMayim Shem Da'aroche, with Arev Tishabot, the Sudan of Shekes, one is not allowed to eat Vosho, he is not allowed to drink wine, he is not allowed to eat two tafshir. So now in Sif Arev, he says, Afim Vosho Meriah, the overall of this and the Shriyom in the Laila Achas, Upsari, he is the Yain Gite, Yain Shem Yis and the Shri Shriyom in the Laila Achas. In other words, because the smash of the Russian of the Mechadera and that's Agoy Soshrei, the two also mentioned it. It's Agoy Soshrei, the end of Kari in Thomas, in the name of the Yosewa. The Gimel Gimel is on Yosea to leave Boso. Why is it also being Boso? Because of the Mishamim Yosh, so there are no more Kobanis. So the Boso is reminiscent of the Kobanis. So now, in Kobonis, so the longest man of Achille was a Shwami, Shnei Yom Yilayla, so Mimele, Ivitz, it's Bosom Ruach, so overall of Yisam, Shnei Yom Yilayla Achas, so Mimele, it's not, it was not all Achille even by Shwami, so Mimele, it's not also on Bosom, because it's only also because it's reminiscent of the Kobonis. Just a little bit more. Still, it's a Gmura Gitzosea, even if it's overall of Yeiseya, Shnei Yom Yilayla. Now, Aphis, chicken. So, Kobonis was not made in Aphis, except in Teom Neyeno, pigeons and doves. I mean, but other Aphis, other poultry, so there was no Kobonis in Aphis, except for so more it's not us. But it's a limited us. Now he also says dogging. Now that is difficult. Dogging. Dogging means so it's no other loss. I mean everybody eats fish. When I'm eight and who is Mahmia. So there are some Mesikarian who say that there is a Torah Sefer. And he should say dogging, not dogging. Dogging. Keep me. Go with it. Not dogging. Dogging, there is no immigration. But the Mognav Ron, he says it's not a great thing. And the Mognav Ron says the right verse is dogging. And according to Mechada Elaham, it's not a proper thing. It's a unit to eat dogging fish in the 9 days. Why? Why shouldn't it be proper? So he mentions 2 reasons. One is because in many places, so people call South Dogim also Bosom. That's a Gemara Rome, that in the place where Dogim is called Bosom, South Dogim is called Bosom, so then it's Nichlal in the expression Bosom. So that's one reason. But from that point of view, it's only Shayach, if in a certain place, if people call South Dogim Bosom Stam. But if you don't call, let's say today, we don't call fish stam bosa. When you say bosa, you need to, you don't mean fish. Even though chemically there is a great similarity, because meat has a protein and fish has a protein, but it's not bosa. But then another Russian in the Mogabon is to why the Mechaber asks me, say, you may even dogging. Because since the Chachomim Asad meat in the Na'im Bali, the Chachomim Asad meat, let's say, yeah, Asad meat, let's say, in Sudan of Shekes, it's a unit, it's all the 9 days. So they asked it because it involves the Hebrew of Simcher, and people enjoy fish. Many people enjoy fish just as much as meat. So really the same time applies. So it's a unit in Shugasa, not only in Suyama Sekes, but even in the 9 days. Now, so according to that chart, so we should not
you should not eat fish and should not say this. And you have to be the 9 days. We said, really? And no one is machmer. The answer is, either we accept the sheet, the Russian, that is very simple, and it should be saying, Gogim, Nagogim, or we just don't pass the light to Mahada. The Goran says that the right guess in Mahada is Gogim, but he says it's a terrorist, it's a heritage. Whatever the reason might be, it's a heritage. Anyway, no one is machmer, even in Sulam HaShekes, not to eat fish, because it's only Osra. And the fish is not both. We start in Simen Tov Kuf Mundal. We go in Asurim with Tishabov. Tishabov, Osra, the Now children don't get, shouldn't learn under them. Now there's a machlokes, an interesting machlokes between the Bach and the Taz. Why the Nikish of Yisrael is good? The Bach says that the reason is because the children themselves are good learning. So they're not allowed to be sucked into the dying. And Taz says no. The children don't enjoy learning at all, but the Rebbe enjoys learning. So they have to be brought here because the Rebbe is not allowed to learn at all. But the Nachmini between the Rach and the Taz is, suppose the children belong to learn by themselves without them. So according to the Bach, they're not allowed because they themselves enjoy learning. According to the Taz, they are allowed because they don't, unfortunately, they don't enjoy learning, so maybe even if they want to learn by themselves, according to the Taz, they're not allowed, it should be stopped. According to the Bach, only the Rebbe they have to be stopped. But by themselves, they're allowed to learn. Alright. Our king will be here and be drawn, our own should be here and be here. We will be here and should be in the home of Tzorach without him. Umuta Rubin, the Sheikh Holocaust, the Dalkin, the second Yemi, so you'd be allowed to learn. The Hei Rubin, the Sheikh Holocaust, Yish Mishayim, Yish Mishayisa. Rubin, our very hero. Umuta Likhis, consider a Yemi Pasha Sakabonis, Umisha says, I'm the king of the Shmoel. Why? Because Sida Ayim, Sida Ayim is not us. Something that is the regular Sida. To say it, when you Kabonis, so that's not us. We meet a lazer, a partial of the ship. Umbrus in the case, the sun is because we all to the ash and the sun is a machine in the pool. I will be given the same as a hair. Let's say, she was a bit amos, same with a yo, and a sort of davis. So Umbrus in the case, a potter of festival. I will be the same as a hair and two men's sons. We have all been a row, loving a hair. כל של תיכונו יישם את ימחו נשתה את ביקים עבר. חיו כל עם הגיעי, של הלוח היא that he is given a birth to a child. So for 30 days she has a din of a חיל שם זמן. The first 3 days she has a din of a חיל שם זמן. Even if she says I can fast him to her, so she's not allowed to fast. From the fourth to the seventh, then you can't. If she says Srihani, then she will know her Shabbos HaKonim, her Shabbos, and she's not allowed to fast. But if she says, Eimet Srihani, I don't have to eat, I can fast, then she fasts. After three days. Now there is a Machlokes Rishonim, the Machlokes Rishonim, where the 3 days are counted as days. Let's say suppose she gives birth to a baby, half an hour before Shkia Sunday. let's say in Kippur, and Kippur is on Tuesday. So the question is that the, I mean, Kippur, let's say in Kippur is Wednesday, let's say. So the question is that is it considered to count just days? So Sunday is one day, Monday is one day, a second day, and Tuesday is a third day. So Tuesday night, Wednesday, she has to fast. Some cases in Gittin says that way. But there are certain Hashemim who say, no, it's misless. It's free misless. So if, let's say, 5:30 on Sunday, she gave birth to a baby, so Monday, 5:30 p.m., is one misless, and Tuesday, 5:30 is two misless, and Wednesday, 5:30 is three misless. So she's allowed to eat until 5:30. Now, kind of logic now. Even though most Hashem have to take in cases, that it's not misless, it's 3 days, but for kind of logic now, ask that it's started that way. Why should we depend upon the number of days? This is a physical thing. I mean, why should we depend on it? It's not the meaning of a million, like Shias in the million. So it's a meaning of million, it's a Yazakosu. Here it's a physical thing. It depends upon the condition. So the final version of Pascal, like the Hashem, that it's themesless. Now, so, but, Echir Hashem is upon a Yilga says, for 30 days, and the same achleikis applies to Chil Shem Zakon also, whether it's days or it's 30 misless. Anyway, so it says, Chayu Kolam Ekein, Yudah, the first 30 days, Yechim Chil Shem Zor Vorach Erechir, Yim Zor Chil Shem Zor, Kelo, Elom Achil Meisim Yad, Yim Lachim Chil Shem Zor Rabon, because Tisha Bob is only the Rabonon, So Mimele, the Chachomim were not Gimzeh. Mimele Agim Nisaneis, Kol Zman Shilin and Tzara Bodo, Shio Yerochen, Shio Sakonev, Ve'amei Kele Yibz. So in other words, Ramos says there is a Mimek to do Nisanei, even a Antishabot, even a Chile Shein Yisakon. Now, how can the piece of a Mimek, I mentioned in the name of Rabchaim, Rabchaim said that Chile Shein Yisakonev, that is Mutah, to eat on a first day that is in the Rabbanon. So it's not just a union of Tchiyah. The Chachomim did not apply the times regarding Chil Shem Zakon. So maybe it's even an Avera, so it's like Hayishim Itaimis, if it's hard for him, so he's not for Chalitim, so it's a Chil of us. So the question is, how can the Jew mean it against the Jew? According to that Chachomim. The answer is, because the Shita from the Tami is, that Tisha B'Av has a dinner with the Raisi, because it's Dira Tabor, it's mentioned in Schaia. So it's Dira Tabor, and Dira Tabor, the Amen of Hashem will say, the Dira Tabor have the status of Dira Teo. Now, Chil Shem Zakon is not Dira in the Raisi, it's only Chil Shem Zakon is Dira in the Raisi. Not Chil Shem Zakon. So in other words, so the reason is why it's many Amen, when the sun is on Tisha B'Av, even though the Achish is on it, because the Achish is for the Shite of Al-Mitam, the Lord of Din, of the Dovo, of Dira Kabore, I mean that Dira Kabore is the Din of the Roteo, so no one only the Achlet of Shteche. That's why the Ramos says, So the reason is why if the Achish is on it, the Tzar Godel, so then it shouldn't first, because we have to be afraid of Sakone. So then if it's Sakone, so then you wouldn't keep that, I mean, you would be allowed to eat pochas, in the Shir, because he mentions, he emphasizes, Wachim is Sakone, because according to Al-Matam, that Tzar Godel has a deal unto the Tzar, so then only Pekach Nebosh can be. Status of Ivoteo. So in the Rabbon, so Chil Shem Zakon is Mutter in the Rabbon. Is Mutter in the Rabbon. Now, here there is someone who came and raised the question because we find it still in the Mechaba. Here the Mechaba says that the Chilishim is a Kone, and Tisha B'Av does not pass. So apparently the Mechaba doesn't pass quite on the top. And the Mechaba, in the last Simen, in Ruchas Vigilin, in the school, in the Vigilin, Tov Eisar Zion, so he says, Yeish Mishayimeya, Shehimim, Vipurim, Mutalachal Eposo, Yeish Tisyayim. So the Mechaber mentions the Shita and it seems that he disposed of the Shita. The Shita, the Divrei Kabbalah have been given to the Tea. So why did he pass through with Rabbi Tisha B'Av? That the Chiyur Shem is allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. The answer is because even if we say not as Amita, and the Divrei Kabbalah generally speaking do not have the status of Divrei Kabbalah, but something that is mentioned in Yes Esther might have a special status because of the Yerushalmi Emes. So the Yerushalmi says, first of all, in the Yerushalmi Emes, so our Gemara says, the Bavli says, not only Yerushalmi, that in Lamech it's before Siotut, Ki Amit Yerushalteot, because it's a Chetzer of Teosh of Esav, as Rebbe mentions in the Sefer. And then the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi Emes, Mavi Reteo, so Nidroshim, the Yiddish Atir and Reshes, Av Nidia Sestam and Reshes. So there is a special aloha that Nidia Sestam is Nidresh. Yiddish Atir and Reshes there. Like this we have that cloud, the Reteo, Nidia Tabela Reok. So we keep that. But Nidia Sestam is an exception. And we can make it a shove between an expression that is mentioned in Torah, Chamisha Mishtor, an expression mentioned in Gazesta. So in a way, even though the Mechaber, the Simon Tov, based on Zion, seems to pass that the Rekabole will double pull, that it has the status of the Rekabole, that will double pull because it's mentioned in Gazesta, because it's just a possibility of showing errors, but showing it in other Rekabole, that like the Tamiz, the Talmudim in Schari, so there the Mechaber does not, the Mechaber, and the Ramon do not pass for the Mechaber. The Chitza Asura because we all in the Chamim in the Tzimel after the Heshit it's very benign us because the Chitza even culture is just Tfilo Shal Mitzvah is Mano Meteres because it's not the Chitza Shal Tanel. There is a Machlok is in the Mora where the Tfilo is Mano is a Mitzvah where I say or not in the Tzimel. There is a Machlok is in the Shem how we pass. So there are some Mishanim who pass again that Tfilo Bismano is Mitzvah. Aber Bismano Zeh, even according to the Rishon, the Tfilo who passed to Adi Mandola, the Tfilo Bismano is Mitzvah, but Bismano Zeh is Tachaya. In Tfilo Bismano, Tlikach Lefibu Beit, Chim Rav, because Nuderaise, a leader is developed after 7 days. He doesn't have to be in Kiyo. But now the Takonis Rav Zeh was, Takonis Rav Yisod was Takonis Rav Zeh, that are filled with deepest down to Chavo. So she has to count Zion the King. So Meir, in time she goes to Vire, it's already not as man of the rice. So Meir, we can't apply the heter of Pure of his man of being the meat of the rice because the notion today are not able is his man anyway, they're not allowed to be able his man because they have to count Zion the King, Zion the King. So Meir, Tisha B'Av, she's not allowed to be able. Suppose he has filled on his hands or on his face, then he's allowed, because only the Chitza Shel Tana be also. But the purpose is not to drink, but just to remove the filth or to remove pain. In other words, suppose he has a lot of perspiration on his face or on his hands. And he's washing his face and his hands in order to remove the perspiration, get rid of the perspiration. So it's also mitzvah. And because it's not a shotan. It's mitzvah yuche for other alichu, you don't grow up, and with yatzirah for other alichu. You know that tzorcho, you mitzvah yuche, 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 because again, it's lahavah rachor, so it's not a shotan. לצורך ליצור של מי תולל אוכל להציף תשרי פריס ובאחר שני לקפות לטעם רוח הור נדון נשאר תסייף תשרי פריס ובאחר שני לקפות דבר שני תמאס ממש משסה סופס לזון נשאר בידי צבוס ובאחר שני לפיולו ועדיין רוח הסטס מעביר המלאימה ומו יליפו פרדבירים דעת הורחתם בבין הרחם כמעביר על בנחשש דער ניקיטיט צו שרייך צו דאַרף אין רייש. אייער האב איך געראָד אין יאָר מיט דעם צו דעם מאן אין צו אין צו אין דעם מאן דאס אַלגער אין דעם רייש. איך גיי מיט דאס נאַט אין פיץ צו טאַן. איז נאַט צו שראַבן אין פאָר דעם רייש. אין דעם רייש איז געקומען דאַ חזור מיט אייער רייש קען פאַרן צו דעם מאן דאס אַלגער אין רייש. אבער דאַ חזור אויס האבן נאַ דאַך געראָד אין פיץ מיט דעם רייש געמאַי. מיט דער מישע איז מאפּע פון מיין דער פיצבוק און ציי מן מיין דינס נאך דאס איז איז זייט צו דריי ווען איך ניט זייט צו דריי איך ניט די צייט פון מויס וואס נאך נאך מויס צו צו די פריע פאטיע ביקוז די פריע פאטיע איז ער אין שיין מיין צו וואט די פריע פאטיע מויס סו מויס דאס יא קען טאץ אט וואן ספאט אין די קלאב און ווען מויס די סאמטינג אלס but if it is moist for you, it doesn't have enough moisture to moist in some other spot with that moisture, then it doesn't have a chalish amai. Some may leave with the desert in order to enjoy himself, it's still muta, because only a chitzim amai is also in the tamar. But if it's a nati amai, in that job there is not a chalish amai, so then that is not also leaving with the tamar. So he says, you can do it, 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 you can do it. Sicho in Asuo, to anoint yourself, use the fire maintenance and the body in Asuo and Shotano. Abo Mish Nish, the thought of the nation, soch the doubt in the Chesh. You as a sandal, that the Shalei of Lev, Abo Sotoga the Shalei, or the Shal Sham, Pius Kigei, Tigeni, Muta, the Shalei, the Shalei, the is also another so gym should be allowed to wear because it's not of leather, there's no leather. Over in Yiddish on the Hauch in the Derech, you told me as a sandal, that we are in Yiddish, the Chayim 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 Yiddish, יש מי שאין אלא של מי שם דלו, כפי שבו, מי שמימית על נחדו, מי שרוח בו, המתאים הוא מנזיע, שכיר שכיר, או כמה נכון לסיכון. וכל טרס ביום בשבס, מותו בכל הפרוטה שביתו, מי שיש את השביתו, בגלל זו לא שמציר את החיים אליי. ונשאר לשאול על נחדו, וכפי שבו, ודיד שמימי מימי שמשאול על נשים מיום בסוף הרוח הרוח שלהם. יש מי שאין אלא של מי שמימי לך נתאר ושמיידו לי בישראל כקאונס מיגו and על תשעתו there's the same deal of appearance like שיבה and over to שיבה is not allowed to smile and there's a deal שכונה לך מיידה ולחזרוויס and the over to שיבה is not allowed to take a baby in his arm because holding the baby is conducive to laughter sometimes so Mila is not allowed to smile at the left so תשעתו also so תשעתו one should not play with the child because that again is confusing to laughter. Mokim shenoa glas nochem to go, eisim mokim shenoa glas rasis eisim, v'chol mokim tani hachomim tel, v'chol reis rasis hachim tani mokim tani zeis, idina tzivir. V'tafim di mokim shenoa glas rasis muta al yudhi ach yudhese, v'pramaktie, v'arvi ach listata, v'mokim shenoa glas rasis roche, osa, v'mokim shenoa glas rasis muta, אבל שממהיר צעפים משולך מהזרום, ממהת עם ניסנלית. ולא אבו ניסנלוכה כמעט חציס. ולא אבו לאח מלאח חציס, כחום מלוכה שהיא בשיר צעס, את יונת רגל, עובר שמשיר והמצרס, הקשיר לחדים למיטרת ולאח מלאפרס, תלעסה ומיהודי, אם אפשר להם מיהודי. בגלל זאת, היא נבר מלואר הטעם, זאת בלשיר. ומלאחס, ומרובת, יזמות הכדור השעומר וכן שומעים. קוראי סמלוח ותשבור, נראה סמלוח ונראה סמלוח. קוראי חמישי סמלוח ונראה 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 See if the reading Simchos. The answer is, if a Jew observes the Avilas and the Fungus of Midrash properly, so then he partakes of the future joy of the Midrash Mashiach. But only if he observes the Avilas and the Fungus in a proper way. That's based upon the Medrash. The Medrash Yichos says, and the Apostle Gretzal and Mitten Rossi, Hishkir Bishamayim, Eretz, the Ferris, the soil. So Gretzal and Rossi, those are papilla the way, the talents. Hishkir Bishamayim, Eretz, the Ferris, the soil, Zudim. So because of that, we don't put on the talis, we don't put on the tefillin, the Tisha B'Av Nivon. But we do put on the tefillin of Pincha. So Niyadim Shalom Niyach Tinin, the Tisha B'Av Shachis, the talis, the Leishim, the Haskotim, the Haskotim, the Leipo Ache, the Mincha Manich, the Tisha Sufim, the Nivorchim Alei. Yesh Mishamei, Nishka Gelo Tisha B'Av. Mutar Roetz, the Macy Evan Tachasaishin. One has to be in a special Mabay, only if it's consistent with his behavior pattern the whole year, that he's Misabi or Shubi or Shalayim the whole year. So then it's nice if he sleeps on it and he's strong and visible. But the whole year his behavior pattern does not conform to any Abeyas. And just visible, he sleeps on the life, so then it's your. יש לוגן מצטייר בני משקול ולאי תשב אופשים רוגן ובי סקול ודיש כפקים דרך יש לוגן מסימים אבן תחס מנשה זה חלו מה שמימה ראי כמר מעמוקים שורה אחו so Jesus points out in other words it's every person within that regressive in other words if a person needs to not make a group to sleep on an heaven alright then it's a nice thing it's a mere schilis but if he's not in that level, so then he shouldn't do it to sleep on the level. But he should reduce his comfort. In other words, if he likes to sleep on two pillows, so Tisha B'Av he should sleep on one pillow. He used the other machine when it has been saying to the machine that he can mal and mock it, so what a hood. He would like to be a hood and it's tired in the hayon is the holiday. He might have been a hood and a hood and a hood and a hood and a hood Tisha B'Av shechal v'yindish in Tisha B'Av shechal v'yachod b'shabes kishareya ha'neya inya b'er n'eish so he's mechuyev to be mevorach v'aneya in mevorach v'absomim because psomim involves stomach so it's not consistent with Tisha B'Av masheik in neya does not involve any tongue so when he sees the fire so he has to say b'er n'eish but of course he cannot make a dollar course because it's also about the way you see it. When the way you see it, Tisha B'Av, Mabilake is Sunday night. He has been Mabilake is, when you go with the Lord, and they are the Lord of Sunday. In Tisha B'Av, in the Abidin Yerushalayim, Nachim Adishim Al-Alishem Al-Ekenu, the Sabin Tzir, and they are the Shemir Tfilo. In Yom Ha'lui, the way they are Mahzir is, Avinek Poshu, Shemim Nachim Rani Tulas Mincho, Tisha B'Av. Because it is the Midrash Eish, the Lochem is following the Chozal and the Chomo, so even the Shliach Tzidu, so it does not say Nachem Meshachis, only in Mincha. Mishocha v'tishbo, Yim HaNachem Yidek Tamoy. Now, the Amenu Yachir Utan the Ramo, there's the Mariel Hashem, the Goyim Yitzchei, and the Mimei, those who cannot fast, the Rechir Hashem is a Kone, so when they don't say Nachem, the meaning is not like the Pesach of the Ramot, but like the Pesach of the Bor. Mitzoy Tisha B'Av v'nechum boso. Tisha B'Av v'nisrael, itis v'eish v'hilchao, v'nischach atshkiya sachamo, v'yum asir, v'nkikach, v'na kosha, sholu v'achum boso, v'sholu v'ishtos yayin, v'yum asir, v'yum asir. The Rabbi Yechanan said, that if he had been at the time of the Chumbis HaMidrash, he would be misaken, that the fast should be on the 10th of all. because the Samirosh was really burned, because God destroyed it on the temple. The Babylonians set fire in the late afternoon of the night, but it was burned, it was destroyed in the temple. So maybe there is a new kosher, not to Gosso, not to Bishis Yayin, the Ruasir and Yilmasir. Now, there is a Machlokes Achim, as whether that applies only to Gosso and Shias Yayin, but not to the other Yinon Mulabulis of Shavuash Khalis Tijol and Zechay, or it applies to the Spiras and Kibus as well. So there are two days. In Yamachma, the Mimu Yisku Yamachma. Yish Machmir Al Chatzis Hayei. Two days. Not the whole day of the 10th, but up to Chatzos. In Chol Tishuvah B'Shabes, Dimit Chemi Yimare, Mutarech U'Boso U'Yayin, Yim Beis, Avo Gulay Lo'osem, Me'abu Yishonim. Makimis. V'yeish Mantinu Yimare, Adah HaChatzis, and that is the minute today. U'Mivorochim, U'Pirekes Amilo, U'Reipsom, Ramina Kisvora Rishino, so the Ramo says, Ramina Kisvora Rishino, so in other words, that may say, Ahashidim Akines, but today the Minag is to be mounting with the Mila Adaha Hatzis. In my years, Mitsuya Bimkima Mila Yvorech Lakis, it is the Mena years. Because she is allowed to drink and to eat, because she has a din of achir shem misakone called shloishim yom. V'ru she tishma abrocha v'itavsik b'dvorim v'ishmiya v'shiras abrocha v'shiras akis. V'imein yoshom v'yel this is not there, so who can drink? Yivorach lakis v'yapun t'nekes. So a child should drink. Bal bris leidish godim achirim achlu yivonim mamish. והביא הבן והמאיר והסנדק כולם נקרואים באודריס ומותר יובי שפיק דשאבוס לאחר שגומר הכינס ובואים לאומר לטיניק אבל יובי שלובן תס בירוף שחל וצגימורי נראה ונמתייניס תס בירוף שחל so in other words אומר בזבר הפצודיק so once he had the yontef his משפוחה בזבר הפצודיק had his משפוחה had the Yontef on the 10th of all, because his family traditionally used to donate Eitzim in Marochas HaMizbeach in the Paishein. So Menorah, that was considered as a festive day for the whole Mishpochet, even for the later generations. So that was the 10th of all. Now one year, so the 9th of all was on Shabbos, so the Tainis of Tisha B'Av was on the 10th of all. So he broke the first after Mincha. He broke the first after Mincha. So then we see from this Gemara that when Tisha B'Av is a Nitche, so then you can break the first after Mincha. You don't have to be Mashlime. So the same thing applies to the Baal Bris. So whose Yom Tov is it? So there are three. The father of the Tinaik, and the Meyal, and the Sandiki. It's their Yom Tov. So, tells me of Chachalim Bishabes, the Nitro Yimalev, Balpris Mispal Mincho, Bidayim Gode, Birechait, the Inimashlim Tanisim, Vishyontev Shalayim. Now, that is in regard to Tisha B'Av that is a Nitre. But Tisha B'Av is not a Nitre, so most Rashiim say, then you're not allowed to break the fast of the Mincho. Only if it's a Nitre. However, there is a machlekes between the Bira Agro and the Mogavon. How about other Tanaisim, not in it? So the Shita of the Mogavon is that other Tanaisim, let's say Shavuos B'Tammuz. Shavuos B'Tammuz has the same status as Tisha B'Av. You can break the fast, the Baal Simcha, can break the fast after Mincha only if it's in it. But if the Shavuos B'Tammuz is not in it, so he has to be mashlim the fast. That's the Shita of the Mogavon. However, the Shita of the Boy is that in regard to other Tanaisim, let's say Shavuos B'Tammuz, so even if it's not in Yitzchay, so he can bring the Baal Simcha, can bring the first after Mincha, even if it's not in Yitzchay. Ne'agim sho'o yishchay sho'o rochim tzor chesude adach ha'chatzis, ve'ilchim al ha'kvoris miyat, she'ilchim bisakneses. Why? Because that the Gemara in Tainis says that when Bezdin was Gezer Tainis Lakshonim, so the proper thing was to the Hilach Bisakos. In other words, so two times are mentioned. One Mandoma mentioned the time, in other words, to Mivakish Racham. So it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem to be Mivakish, to be Mispalel to the Mitzvah, but it means we are Mispalel to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that he should remember the Maisintilim of our others, and Mele, so he should help us. And another Mandoma says, in order to instill humility in the heart of the people, because if they go to the Sephoras, they'll see what happens to men, so they couldn't be arrogant. So the same thing applies to Tisha B'Av. So we need a mess with Tisha B'Av in England, Tzidik HaDin, for the same reason, because call I made. That's why, it's an account of which he knew, because he saw that the Rabbanan were too cheerful. He showed an excess of laughter. So it's also to play instrument as a good support. But no one observes that because we don't pass for an we pass for our cases. It was the Ramos says, you shall know that can be shalom with them. In Amlochim Shalim Din Shechim Yeshia in the Samishni. So this is only an excess of music. In other words, like in Lochim, we used to have the band played every time we went to sleep and every time we got up. That's an excess of joy. Or to have the band played every time we drink wine. So that's an excess of joy. That is also because our day is for the whole. Mashiachim just at certain occasions to play the instrument and to sing, so then that doesn't involve an easy. And that's the way Paschim, even though the Shikas Arambam is the contrary, but no one Paschim, I don't think that even the Slavim Paschim like Arambam. And even the Slavim, even though the Habakkuk mentioned, takes a Shikas Arambam, but I think that the universal practice is to play music. I mean, because more only means excess of music is also. Every time you go to sleep and you get up, or every time you drink wine, to have a drink play. Ukronoav, but, that we share the power of wine also, shenema abdi, Hashem, we also have the shame of Yahuwah. Not only the also to play, even to hear, to listen to the music is also. But from the sheer bitala yayin atzo, shememah b'shir yish yayin, uchronoah buch, so the mechabeh, even though he doesn't mention, in regard to musical instrument, the doctrine of the samish titzosa, but in regard to all singing, he does mention, sheer bitala yayin atzo, shememah b'shir yish yayin, uchronoah buch, but if it's shir yish bochen, How do you know that the Hosn is not allowed to put in the Shiris in the Amishte a garland on his clear means a garland on his head? So Omar Tilon, the Pumel Shalaspionus, goes without our Torah's Hassan. So that is Pumel Shalaspionus, that means the war that the Romans waged against Amnidashi of Aspionus, that was the father of Titus or Roshan, so against Judea, so then the family war Gezer that Arachtor is Hassan. So Ad Hoche Kom Rabune, so Rav Chisda said to the Rish Benusse, in the presence of Rabune, he didn't want to say it, but on guys, not embrace Abuna, but when Abuna got up to leave the room that was for users, the room, so then Rafiz they say, Koksi, there is a difference, there is a difference possible, an exclusive possible that implies that the person is not allowed to put an ator, a crown made in a garland, a crown made out of leaves of flowers, because there is a possible in Cheskel. Kulama Abisham Elikim, Hoseya Mitznefes V'horeim Ha'ator, Zoyis Lo Zoyis, Es Hashkeyo Hor Hadeya, Es Hadeya Hashkeyo, V'chumayim Mitznefes Yisra'ator, Ator Mitznefes Yitzorvesh Bindadu, Ator Yitzorvesh Halodom, Lametcho, שבזמן שמצנפת בריש כנגדו, זו התור בריש כולדם. אם הוסר המצנפת בריש כנגדו, דפנים אפטר החולים, זו הוסר התור מריש כולדם. So Jesus says, ריש כולדם doesn't mean ריש כולדם not a human being. But it means someone who is dealing with him God, who is there, a host. So from this case, this Gemara you see, that not only is host being in the law, but Hossein is doing it in God also. So that's called what Kolodom means. So Husam is Nefes, so Harun Ator, if the Nefes was removed from the head of the God, and the home is Amidosh, so the whole institution of Kunedera was abolished. So Minoye, the Ator has to be lifted, and the garland is like an Ator. It's an Ator made out of flour. So he will think God will atos hasan shalaniyach kwaru shalaniyach hachosu bereishi shum kulo even if it's made out of wood shalama osea mishan lai mato v'chim gozo atos hakaru imi shalkes but vis-a-vis the color would write only if it's made out of silver. Of course if it's made out of gold, the crown made out of gold or diamonds is certainly us, but even silver is us. But made out of flowers, a bride is allowed to put on a garland. But a chosin is not allowed even to put on a garland. Avos, what do you need on a garland? Out of leaves. The God kill the chosin with a garland. Avos, the shoka, a nation, a nation, neighbors. Also, the other mission, Mali, Pif, Schenk, Beren, as it. So there is a long task on that. Because that's even more in Brochus. Also, the other mission. Also, Brochus are from the earth. Also the other human peace Sayyidina Mazet. So the Tas says, from Rabbi it's Mashma, that this is not based upon a virus for a home Samidish. That even this man should be Samidish Kalem, one was not allowed to indulge in laughter, because excess of laughter is conducive to free value. So it has nothing to do with the home Samidish. Even this man is Samidish, it was also to indulge in laughter. However, the Russian of the theory is that it's also the Mali Pif's Hei Be'el Azeh to indulge in laughter, because of Avelis for the home. So he says, the Tas says, there is no machlekes between the Abinyone, who implies that it's also even with Mamdis Amidash, and the Tour, who implies that it's only also after the Homis Amidash. Because in Yusuf's Rishus, not an occasion of mitzvah, nothing to wedding, so then it's also to indulge in laughter, even this man is a midrash. So I think in Mitzvah's mitzvah, the wedding or other festive occasions where there is a good reason to rejoice, so then this man is a midrash, it was not forbidden to indulge in laughter. But after a home is a midrash, so as a virus for a home, even in Yisrael's mitzvah, it's also to indulge in all.
Is the last scene in Yisrael's Tisha B'Av. Din Orei Orei Yehuda V'Yerushalayim V'Amidosh V'Chorban. If someone sees Orei Yehuda V'Chorban, he has to take a prayer. He sees Yerushalayim, he has to tear Kriya. He sees the Beis Hamikdash Bechorbanei, he has to tear Kriya. Horeya Yehuda Bechorbanon
אימי אורי קודשכו הויו מיבו ויקריה ונחייב לקריה וכשמגיע סמוך לרם מן הצעיפים לירושלים הורי ירושלים בחובונו אימי הציין הויסו מיבו שמומו וכשריה ויסמידו שאימי הביס קודשינו ויתחלטינו אשר יוכו אביסינו הויו ושריף הסעיש וכל מחמדינו הויו לכאובו ויקרה ומהיכן חייב לקריה מן הצעיפי ונסיזת אחר כך כשיהיה המקדוש קריה קרה אחר so he's מחויבת בקריה הנור יהודו and he's מחויבת בקריה עם ירושלים he's מחויבת בקריה עם מקים המקדוש now suppose he sees the ירושלים first and then so he has to be קריה then he sees the Mekim HaMikdosh, he has to make it other Kriya, a meaning of the Tevach. But suppose he sees the Mikdosh first, let's say if he looks at it from the Mikdosh, let's say the Continental Hotel, near the Ha'azesi, so then he can take a look, if he stands there near the Ha'azesi, and he can take a look at the Mekim HaMikdosh first, and then he'll take a look, take a view, of Yerushalayim. So when he takes a look at the Mekim HaMikdosh, it has Kriya. And then when he takes a look at Yerushalayim, he just has to add a Mashu, not a whole Tevach. There's a difference. ומהיכן חייב לקריה מן הצעיפים ואחר כך כשיהיה המקדוש קריה קרה אחר וכל קריה תפח ואם בו דרך המקבו רוצה לניר העזייסים וכמובן פרוטל שעוז ראי המקדוש תחילו קריא על המקדוש תפח והכן כשיהיה ירושלים נסיף על קריא רישים קולצ'ו So we see from this סיף משכון אורך that the sheer of קריא is a תפח אם קור על אחס מור היהודו אם החיזה וקריאה כשיהיה שור היהודו חוץ מירושלים שחיזה וקריאה לרקר אחר בפני עצר ואם קור על ירושלים צורך וקריאה על שור היהודו כל הכל מראינו ביודי ומאומת יש תותר לקריה while standing וקריה הכל כסוסי שלו עד שיגר לסליפי now here we have an apparent stir in sea bays the Mechaber says קריה על המקדוש תפח so the שיעו קריה is תפח that's the שיעו קריה על שור קריה but here he says the Shia Kriya is a Shigaris Libi, like Halori Alumi. So there seems to be an appearance there. Now, when the late Gera Rebbe, Rebbe Avraham Mordechai, the Baal Im Remes, visited Eretz Yisrael 50 years ago, so at that time, he was bothered by this apparent stir between Siv Beis and Siv and see if Dalet, and see if Beis, he says, she kereh al amigdosh tefach, that the shiur kriya is a tefach. And here in see if Dalet, he says, tefach is not enough, at she gale is libe. So he decided, he came to a very strange conclusion. A very strange conclusion. I mean, it's not like that. But he came to the conclusion that the shiur kriya is only tefach. He doesn't have to rend the garments until he bears the whole chest the way he's mechuyev to tear kriya al ovi lalime but the chi of kriya is analogous to the chi of kriya al shor kriyis tefach but when the mechaber says it's a very strange conclusion that he came to there he says achi gale eslibe he means that internally he should feel that his heart is rent apart he's torn apart of course it's not the right shot in the Mechaber and he tore on it up so at that time so the Mincha Sarezer the Mincha Charebe was also in Eretz Yisrael at the same time so the Mincha Charebe was chilek on the Gera Rebbe as to why he came to such a conclusion and the Mincha Charebe said as it appears from Mishkan Aruch that the Chiyuv the Shiur Kriya is Galer Slibe not a lot, not tefach, like al shokri. But the question is, what about the stira? Mechaber says, so there is a stira, all right, but anyway, But the Mechaber says in so many words that he has to be Migale Slibe, so that is much more than a Tefach. There's the same Chiyuv Kriya that applies to all Rimei. But the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. In other words, here it says, suppose he sees Yerushalayim first, and then he sees the Mikim HaMikdash. So he has to tell a new Kriya. What new Kriya? Tefach. If he sees the Mikim HaMikdash first, and if he looks at it from the new boy, let's say near the Ha'azesi, and then he looks at Yerushalayim, so then he has to be Meisit Mashu. But if he looks at Yerushalayim first, and then Mikim HaMikdash, so then he has to tell another Kriya. So that's why he mentions the Shia Tefach. Because even in the case where we already taught to the extent of the Shigawa is sleeping. But when he sees the Mikim HaMikdash, so then he has to tell another Kriya in the meaning of the Tefach. But in Achnamel, the Chiyuv to Migawa is sleeping once. But if he was Migawa sleeping once, and then he has another Chiyuv Kriya, then the Shia is Tefach. But once he has to be Migawa, he has to tear Kriya to the extent of Tefach. Now, it is mentioned in Yeradeya, in Simen Shin Mem, now the Aloch is that Tal Shok Revi, he has to tear Kriya in Tefach. However, Alume, he has to tear as Migawa is sleeping. Now suppose he omulei shemeis mei, and then so he was kerei tefach, and then they told him that meis ochim, so then he has to add only mashu, not the whole tefach. Mashayim came, but suppose they told him that meis mei, and then they told him meis ovim, so then he has to mikara sleeping. So the tefach is not enough. So that's in that case, where the first kriya was made al shor kriya, and then the second kriya he has to make along the Rumei, so then he has to be Gaius living. But suppose it will follow from this Dinish Hono, suppose they told him Mei Sovi, and he was be Gaius living, and then they told him Mei Simei, so then he will not have to be Gaius living again. So it will have to be Gaius Tefach. Just as we see here, that if he sees Yerushalayim first, so he's Mikara Slibe, and then when he sees the Mikim HaMikdash, he's Mikara Tefach. So the same thing would be true if Omulei Meis Avicho, and so he'd be Mikara Slibe, and then later they'll tell him that Meis Imei, so he won't have to be Mikara Slibe again, but he'll only have to be Mikara Tefach. But the Shia Kriya is Achigala Slibe. He cannot sew it in the regular way at any time, but he's allowed to sew it up in a new regular way, to stitch it. That is allowed. Rachel Amidin, Chizal Kerea, Beor Adim, Beor Yehuda, and Yiddish.